This is CPR News. I'm Haley May. Traffic accidents are way down in Glenwood Canyon this year. From last October to the end of January, the CSP investigated 30 collisions between mile markers 116 and 133 in the canyon. A year before, the same stretch saw 65 crashes. Captain Jared Rapp says his agency tried to reduce accidents by using an algorithm to lower the speed limit during dangerous conditions.
And as much as I want to take credit for the things that we've done, as far as engineering, education, and enforcement, I believe the largest contributor this winter is the fewer snowstorms.
Colorado's snowpack sits at about half of normal for this time of year, but the high country will get some reprieve as winter weather advisory is in effect for Colorado's mountain ranges from late tonight through Wednesday, more than a foot possible in some areas. High winds, sub-zero wind chills, and blowing snow will make travel hazardous, especially over mountain passes. And another round of heavy snow is expected Wednesday. Winter storm warnings, advisories, and avalanche alerts will remain in effect through midweek. Colorado State University professor Jacqueline Stevens recently teamed up with researchers around the world to create a guide for parents and coaches on concussions. She says the first step is to look for certain signs.
You might see that the person has some confusion, some clumsiness, balance problems. If you talk to them, they might have some acute memory loss, so they might not know where they are.
The guidance is available to the public online. This is CPR News.